I'm ever so sorry about this, dear. This is a proper shaky-do and no mistake. The thing is, Brian's what you might call one char short of the full cha-cha-cha. At the same time, however, he's extremely cunning and would slit your meridian as soon as look at you. You can always tell when he's particularly worked up in a blood frenzy because he wears his Davy Crockett hat. Wish to God I'd never given it him sometimes.
Mrs. Goins?
Yes, dear?
Why are we on the pier inside the Helter Skelter?
Oh, Brian's very fond of Brighton, dear. Or he was until... well, until the unfortunate events 5 years ago. Oh!
Mrs. Goins?
Yes, dear?
As I'm probably about to die, I wondered if I could ask you something.
Far away, dear. There's nobody here but me and these boa constrictors.
Are you Brighton's criminal mastermind?
Me, dear? Yes, dear.
I thought so! I never like to mention it at the station because they obviously get embarrassed when I bring the subject up.
What are you talking about, embarrassed? Who is, dear?
The inspector and Sergeant Brunswick. Whenever I say anything about you turning up so conveniently at the scene of the crime or appearing to know an awful lot about the criminal underworld, they always make me feel like I said something unworthy of someone of my intelligence. It's become jolly difficult. It's like what happens at a party when you meet a chap and don't catch his name, and then you spend the rest of the evening realising that the longer this goes on, the more embarrassing it'll be to ask. I've always kept wanting to say, but look, see here, dash it all, Mrs. Goins is clearly Brighton's criminal mastermind, sir. But after a while, I realised there was something much deeper going on. They knew, you see, but there was some code which meant they never said. That's why I had to ask you face to face. I hope you don't mind.
It never occurred to you they're complete idiots, dear.
No. Well, you don't mean...
I do, dear. I've had them completely fooled for several years, dear.
No. Oh, not really.
Cup of tea, bit of Cockney banter, occasional Eccles cake. I'll go to the foot of our stairs. This won't buy the baby a roast beef dinner for ninepence. Blinded them with charm and tea leaves, dear, from ear hole to Christmas.
Gosh. I mean, gosh. Well... I have to say, Mrs. Goins, you're a genius.
Oh, thank you very much, dear. Of course, I'm only keeping the business going for my Trevor till he gets out of Lewis. If it's any consolation, I always thought if there's anyone going to work it out, it's that clever boy Twitten.
Oh, thank you.
And then I always thought, the day he does, of course, I'll have to do him.
Oh, of course. Yes, of course. The chap who Ballywell knew too much. Well, join the queue.
Blame your own cleverness, dear. If you were stupid like the others, you'd be in no danger at all right now. Oh!
Mrs. Goins?
Yes, dear?
Being so clever, I suppose you prefer me not to mention to Brian the Brain that you're the person really responsible for the Middle Street Massacre and not Inspector Steen.
What?
He does seem quite extraordinarily touchy on the subject, doesn't he?
You wouldn't!
Wouldn't I?
Besides, what makes you think I had anything to do with it?
Oh, Mrs. Groynes, it's so obvious. It was you that killed his dad, you see, when you called the gangs together. I'm afraid that's bound to be the way Brian the Brain will look at it, while he is cheerfully slitting your meridian, as I think you said.
I've always really liked you, dear.
The feeling's mutual, Mrs. Groynes. So it's lucky for both of us that I have a plan.